We want to give the congregation an update where we're at with Pastor Mitch. He had taken a sabbatical, and we met with Pastor Mitch and Susan this past week, the board did, and he had submitted a letter to us this week. So here is his official letter. To the board and congregation of Grace Ministry Center, a few weeks ago, my wife and I entered into a season of personal assessment. The question we brought before the Lord was this: am I called to continue on as the pastor of this church? We now believe the Lord has led us to the conclusion that I am not. I am asking you to release me from my call as your pastor. 11 years ago, God laid on my heart to plant a church in Port Huron. Grace was born. When I think about the thousands of lives that have been impacted and the families that have been changed in their journey with God, I greatly rejoice. What an honor and a privilege it has been to see what God has done in all of your lives. As Susan and I have taken the last several weeks to pray and seek what God has for us and for Grace, it has become very clear to us. We couldn't be more proud of your faithfulness, encouragement, and support that we've overwhelmingly felt. You have all displayed the character of Christ and love, grace, and forgiveness. God is moving us into a new season. We know this new season is a time of healing for us as a family, as well as discovering the next stage of our lives in God's ministry. In the meantime, we've had the wonderful privilege of living near our grandson and being a part of our children's lives. We know that the same way that God raised Grace up out of a house with no congregation, no building, no income, and no denomination, that He will also raise up the church's next pastor. Put your full hope not in the messenger, but in the message. Follow Christ and His mission is what God has called His church to do for 2,000 years, and I know the same Spirit lives in you now. We love you all more than words could express. And I know that the emotion of this creates now what? Those now what moments in our lives oftentimes shake us. But our God is a rock and a refuge and ever-present help in our time of need. We are thankful for the years and the friends that we have made, whom we still consider to be our lifelong friends. To quote the Apostle Paul, I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Thank you, and God bless each of you, your pastor and friend, Pastor Mitch Olson.
Just to follow up with a few things for what now. If there is anyone who's not here and would like to know what the letter says, we'll have a copy available that people can come to the desk to read. We're not going to distribute copies, but people can come, or if you'd like to read it yourself at the desk. Pastor Mitch and Susan want to have a chance to come and meet with us and say goodbye and their wishes for us, and so we can share our wishes for them. That will be 2 weeks from now on the 22nd, the Sunday 22nd, here from 5 to 6. It'll be an open house format. People can sort of, you know, come and spend time and go. So we'll remind you of that again. As Pastor said in his letter, it's very important that we keep our focus on Jesus and what we're called to do as a church. Grace is still alive and well. We have and are going through a struggle here, but God has a calling on us. And so this is really an opportunity to do some amazing things, to regroup, encourage each other, be strong, and find out what God has for us in the future and look in a positive way toward that. Tomorrow night there's a regular board meeting, and so we'll be looking, talking about what kind of qualities we want in a new pastor and get ready to start doing a search, determine what our process will be to do that, and we'll keep you informed as much as we can weekly. We will be looking for an interim pastor for the time that it takes to find our permanent pastor, and Pastor Tom is going to just give you a few words about what his role will be as we go forward here, so I will give the mic to him.
Yeah, I know that this is a real difficult challenge, I'm sure, for many of you that are here today. And obviously it's always kind of a sad time. But again, I want you to understand that, you know what, God's got a plan for our lives. And as Pastor Mitch said, you know what, it's not about him. It's not about any man or woman. It's about the will and the purpose of God for what he has for us as a church body. Very important that we understand that and that we move forward. You know, I am going to be here. OT, we're committed to working with you and the board as far as to try and help give some maybe referrals, some help in that, and whatever we can do to make sure that there is a smooth transition. And I don't think it's by chance that God put this whole series on my heart, right? Confidence in crisis. Next week, I want you to know that I'm going to be speaking on from anxiety to anticipation. And I want us to understand, again, even though that we are involved emotionally, that God wants to help us through a transition period because, again, he'll never leave us, right? He'll never forsake us. And you know, as human beings, we'll let people down. I have offended, I'm sure, many people in my life. You just ask my wife. Don't ask her after service, though, but you can ask her. But the thing about it is that, you know, we again, need to focus our attention. When you're fighting the, as you can see, the press or whatever, you understand how difficult things can be. And, you know, your pastor, he's just a phenomenal, he's a wonderful brother in Christ. And we need to pray. We're going to pray for him here as we close up today, wanting you to know that we're not here, the community's not here to throw him under the bus. I know sometimes you can hear, wah, 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 wah. You know, stop listening to the naysayers. Jesus, help us. We Christians are the worst at throwing our own under the bus, shooting the wounded. God help us. That's not what we're here about. So, Father, in Jesus' name, only you know where Pastor Mitch and Sister Susan are at this morning. Certainly writing this letter was not an easy thing to do, especially this is a baby that has been birthed in 11-year-old ministry that has helped thousands of people. We don't understand why things like this happen, God in heaven. But Lord, we know that you're not finished with them yet, and you're not finished with us yet. So God, I pray that you would help us in our time of weakness, like you helped David when he was fleeing 7 years from King Saul. I pray, God, that you would orchestrate and ordain their next chapter of ministry where they need to be. And I pray, God, that this would be put to rest, that these rumors and things like this and the talk that eat people up would be put to rest. And Jesus, you did speak to the wind and the waves, and you said, peace be still. So I prophesy in the name of Jesus, Grace Ministries, peace be still. Calm the raging waters and the winds that even blew in here last night. I was thinking about that as I was preparing and for this morning, the violent winds that were coming in. Peace, be still. And as we fix our eyes upon you, you'll bring us through. If we don't look to the right or if we don't look to the left and we don't look at all what's happening and we focus on you, God, you'll bring us through. I pray, Lord, for this board. You have set this board in order. And I pray, God, that there would be clear direction. I pray the peace of God that passes all understanding would abide in their hearts and their minds, and that the Holy Spirit would guide and direct us and help us navigate through these waters of the days that lie ahead of us. And God, maybe, a few years down the road, maybe you'll help us to understand a little bit of why maybe this happened. Help us, Lord, in our time of need. We thank you for your word. Psalm 46:1, you're a very present help in the time of trouble. We cling to your word. We believe your word. And I pray, God, that this would make us stronger in you. And we would put our faith and our trust in you. Continue, Father, I pray, to deal wisely with Pastor Mitch and Sister Susan. And Lord, with this body here. We pray all these things, Lord, in your most powerful name, Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you all, and we'll see you next week.